That all changed in Christmas of 71. I was there, I was doing about five nights a week. And I can never remember the man's name, but he was the general manager of the Mecca at the time, big man. He used to always wear dark glasses, frightened the life out of me. And he used to always call me boy. Well, I was a boy. And I was passing the patio suite, as it was called then. And he said, boy, he said, do you know how to work that record machine in there? So I said, yes, I do, sir. So he said, well, go in there and play some records. Yeah, right. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. So I went in there. This old thing was an old Vox. It was an old valve system. It used to take about half an hour to warm up, like, you know, a really old-fashioned thing. And, well, it was modern then, but the thing is a bit now. And I got it going, and I went to the library. In them days, Mecca had a library, record library. And I went there and I grabbed what I could. I went back in there. Got up there and I got myself a microphone and I thought, right, I'll do this. And I played the records. And behind me was the wall towards, behind that was the main ballroom. And the DJ in there, Danny Delino was his name. So I used to put my ear to the wall. Wherever he said, I'd come back and say the same at the microphone. So I copied him. I don't know if it ever worked out, but I say, I was never playing the same records, but I said what he said. And it seemed to work out. And that's that. And then the end of the night, the manager said, do that tomorrow night. I said, okay. And that's how I started, being a DJ. And I'd done a couple of nights a week there, and the rest of the time I was changing light bulbs.